We had one. We had one back in Sandbach there the other week. They used to breed these, well, they still do, breed these very good Labradors. Got a load of black ones and yellow ones. I had one off of years ago, bloody good gun dogs were, these light-boned yellow labs. Then she started with these big black ones. These big heavy buggers, you know. You've got to pull them out the shit if they go in for a duck. You've got to carry the bloody dog and the duck. Anyway. She started breeding with, not with these, mixing, but she got them penned up separate. And the other week, wasn't very long ago, she heard such a bloody scuttering on the yard about midnight, Saturday night. And she put the outside light on. And one of these black dogs had got out and got one of these yellow bitches clasped to its breast on the yard. And she flew into a panic, thought, well, I can't have them mixing up because you don't know what colour they could be. Gingerbread or bloody chocolate or anything, see? And she got half a bucket of water and chucked it over the dog and it just shook its head and took the bloody dog. Okay. Well, would you, if you'd been penned up for something? Anyway. In a bloody great panic, she rang the vet. She rang the vet, 5 mile away. 12:45 Sunday morning, they say. Oh, master, she says. I've got two of my animals fast on the yard. Whatever shall I do? And he's just out of bed rubbing his eyes, you see. He said, oh, chuck a bucket of water over the buggers. She said, I've tried that, master. He said, has it worked? She says, no. He said, well, get a big stick and leather the dog and that'll soften him off a bit and he'll get him separate. She said, I've tried that, master. He said, has it worked? She said, no. He said, well, at 12:45 Sunday morning, put your receiver down and I'll ring you back. She said, will that do it? He said, it just worked for me.